Hello, everyone. This is Carrot. Thank you for tuning in. Joining us today on the Dihedral Presents Anything But Climbing is a guest that really needs no introduction. She's quite literally one of the greatest climbers of all time, with recent sends both on Necromicon and Black Mamba in Canyonlands, Utah. Not only has she made Off With Cool Again, but she has put Braunston, Kentucky squarely on the map. Beyond climbing, she can be found producing videos, painting, guiding, teaching, writing, and traveling. Her crack clinics are truly legendary, and she might be the toughest person in the world. You may know her as the David Hasselhoff of the desert, or perhaps as Trad Princess. And we have a million climbing questions for her today, but that will have to wait for another time, because today we're taking 15 minutes to talk to Mary Catherine Eden about anything but climbing. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. That was quite an introduction.
Yeah, it was all true as well. So in a couple moments, I guess I'm going to set a timer for 15 minutes, and we'll see if we can take that time to talk about anything but climbing. I want to see if you have a timer preference. I set a timer that I thought would be appropriate to our talk. Normally, I just use crickets for the timer, but if you have any recommendations, I'll use that. If not, I'll just use what I have set up. So
I think we can use what you have. I think that's totally fine.
All right. It's all right. Cool. Well, let me hit it right now. The timer is starting. We have 15 minutes. So Mary, I thought it would be interesting if maybe you and I could kind of just talk about the topic of friendship. I think it's interesting for people to listen to, and everybody I assume has some acquaintance with friendship. And so if that works for you, I was wondering if maybe you can share some of your ideas about what the difference between being an acquaintance with somebody is and being friends with somebody is.
Yeah, I think that's a great topic.
Okay, awesome. So what do you think separates being acquaintances from being friends?
Oh, I think there's a lot of differences between being acquaintances and friends with somebody. I feel like being friends with someone, one, I'm really invested in, you know, that person's well-being. I want everybody to be happy and, successful and experience love, but I feel like I'm particularly invested in how my friends are doing. And yeah. More likely to check in their day-to-day, more likely to wish them a happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas and things like that. Whereas acquaintances, like, I generally care about them, but just like less emotional investment, I think.
Man, that's, I think, perfect. I was kind of thinking something really similar. I love that you mentioned just like this mutual kind of association between friends and acquaintances. I like when you said, like, when you wish a friend like a Merry Christmas or a Happy Thanksgiving or whatever, a happy birthday, you kind of really mean it. Like with acquaintances, we might say, yeah, I hope you have a good day. But with friends, like, I think we genuinely want the best for them. And that includes having a good day and a good Thanksgiving. Would you say that we could break friendship and acquaintances down on like a spectrum of like varying degrees of caring? Or is that going too far?
No, I definitely think that is true. I actually saw a graphic years ago, which had this like circle with all these like small circles inside of it. And it was basically like the levels of like friendship, basically, you know, like peripheral people, acquaintances, light friendships, friends, deep friendships, you know, best friends, like your romantic partner. And so your inner circle is actually really small. And then there's all like varying circles from that point that get to, you know, the stranger, I guess. And so I just like to think about that, like, you know, where are you know, these people in my like inner, like which phase are these people at for me, you know, like where at in that little diagram are they? You don't have enough basically emotional capacity to put everybody in your like very close little circle. You know, so I think it's like natural to have just like varying degrees of attachment and investment emotionally into people.
That's picturesque. I can imagine those circles completely. It's almost like on one end we have like maybe we share a common interest, like two people share a common interest, and that's great. And you can talk about that. But that's very different from the other end of like, will you help me hide the bodies or something really extreme like that? Like, that's a really special friend if you could have that type of emotional connection. Continuing on this topic of friendship, I was thinking about this. You know, you've probably heard the expression like love at first sight. Do you think like friendship at first sight is a possibility or something that happens to people?
I think that you can click with someone pretty quickly. Yeah. I have clicked with people immediately over the years. Whether or not that was like accurate, time reveals. So I've definitely like clicked with people right away and then realized that, you know, actually, no, I don't want to invest more in that relationship. And in my mind, those kind of people, I just release them with kindness. Like, you know, I think that they're generally good people and everything. It's just like, I don't really want them in my day-to-day life. So I just kind of like release them with kindness.
That's amazing.
I want them to be happy and healthy and well and everything, but I just don't really want them in my day-to-day life. You know, so I think, you know, like that friendship at first sight, love at first sight, like you have something that clicks like right away. Awesome. But sometimes it's right and sometimes it's wrong. You know, some people I've clicked with and I'm still friends with to this day, like my oldest friend, Tyler Denham. Like I remember looking at him in sixth grade in gym class and just being like, who's that? I like that person. And, you know, I'm 30, I'm turning 32 and we're still like close friends. He's like my brother. I would go over family for holidays and things like that. And so it's like, you can be right in some ways, but then other people I've definitely been like, oh yeah, that person forever. And then I was wrong, you know? So I feel like intuition goes only so far.
Yeah. You know, I really couldn't possibly agree more. Like I had the benefit of organizing some of these questions. And so I had some thoughts along the way where you're just kind of seeing these or hearing these for the first time, but I was thinking exactly what you just said. You know, it's funny, as little kids, sometimes we'll go up to somebody and be like, oh, you want to be friends? And then boom, we're friends. And sometimes it's like your best friend, it lasts forever. And sometimes it doesn't. But I was thinking, if somebody came up to me today who I didn't know and is just like, hey, do you want to be friends? I'd be very skeptical about like just what they think friendship means. And so you kind of got to two things I wanted to bounce off of those. And one of those was, if you ever had to break up with a friend, like if you were just like, we can't be friends anymore for my well-being or your well-being. If something like that has happened directly and how you engage that idea.
I feel like I definitely have, because I'm a human being that's lived on this planet.
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel like you can get to a certain age and expose yourself to the world and not have, you know, people that you've wanted to keep and people you've wanted to move away from. I feel like that's just part of the human experience. And that's, I call it statistics. Like the more I put myself out there, the more amazing people I meet and the more not right for me people I meet. You know, and so it's like, you know, if I meet 50 people in the year, 30 of them might be like awesome, rad people, 10 of them might be okay. And then maybe the other 10 is like, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's just a bit of math in my mind is how I think of it. I've definitely broken up with friends. And it's like, yeah, you just release them with kindness. It's like, it doesn't have to be dramatic. Sometimes you just realize that that person's values are just intolerable to yours. And, you know, you just kind of like, stop investing. You know, it's as simple as that. It doesn't have to be any dramatic thing. It could just be like, oh, I'm just I mean, personally for me, I'm so busy and I have so many people I really care about, and it's hard to keep up with everyone and do everything. And so it takes a lot of effort to maintain friendships because I'm like, okay, I need to check in with this person and this person and this person and this person, and I have to do this thing and this thing and this thing. And I realized a long time ago that why would I spend energy on that I don't really have, like I'm in debt, energy debt, on a relationship that doesn't really add the right amount of value to my life, or that
That's
doesn't inspire me, or that doesn't truly support me, or doesn't really fill my cup, you know? Like, I think relationships ebb and flow, but I do think it's important to actually invest your time watering your plant, your flowers, not your weeds.
yeah. These are highlights. I need to be writing these things down. Some of the expressions you're using are awesome. Release somebody with kindness is one of the coolest terms I think I've ever heard. So look, let's dig in a little bit deeper. What do you think are the qualities of a good friendship? Like if you're going to be friends with somebody, what does that include?
Oh man, I love weirdos.
Yeah.
I love weird people. I'm weird myself, so I love people who are just out there, people who are different. Sometimes I have a lot of friends, and sometimes when I introduce friends to friends, they don't really get along because they're all so very different. Sometimes they like rub each other the
Yeah.
wrong way.
Right.
And I do find that kind of fascinating, but I think the one thing in common that all of my friends have is that they're all hard workers. And whatever that might be, they're all people who know how to work really freaking hard. And that's like one character trait that they all have. And it's one that I think I respect the most is people who work really hard, people that can grind. And because those people who know how to work hard, they're actually really good at like working hard on relationships.
Yeah.
They value your time, they value their time. They are willing to, you know, be there for you and it not just be like sunshine or rainbows, and you're able to do the same to them. And so I think that's like one thing I really value in people. But other than that, like I just like different people. I like people that are passionate, that work hard and are just generally good people.
That's awesome.
Good people bring more good people. You know, that's one thing that I've observed too.
I agree with that too. There's Aristotle. He broke down friendship in three different classifications. I think it was friendships for pleasure, like I just have a fun time with this person, friendships for utility, like they have a nice car, you know, something like that. And then what you're talking about, I think, falls into the class of friendships of virtue, where we share virtues with people that we're friends with. And so it's deeper than just, oh, I'm having fun. It's like we both work hard, or we both, I don't know, are trustworthy or something like that. And so Aristotle talks about that as being the highest level of friendship. And so I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's kind of what I'm hearing from you in terms of hard working. That's a virtue.
Yeah, I really don't re I just don't care if you're fun.
Yeah.
Like I don't, I mean, I feel like that was something that I did when I was like in my early 20s, was like seek friendships with people who were fun and a good time.
Yeah.
Those relationships are really shallow because a lot of times that person who's really fun or charismatic doesn't actually care about anybody but themselves.
Right.
Or they are just simply that, just shallowly a good time. And so when you try to have like a deeper connection with that kind of person, I feel like you're likely to be disappointed. And so for me, I need people to be more than a good time. I need them to be a genuinely good person, hard worker, has ethics and values, and like generally is kind to people. Also benefit emotional intelligence. Like they don't just like throw their emotions on everyone around them and make it everyone else's problem. Like I really like people that, you know, I could call up 6 months from, you know, 6 months of not hearing or seeing from them and it being just like yesterday, you know, like never any time apart at all. Really love that. I love people who respect people's autonomy, you know.
Excellent. So let me ask you this. I understand that you grew up around horses and animals in general. I don't know much about horses, although they look awesome. They seem like maybe giant dogs. Do you think that you can be friends with a horse? Like, is that a thing? Were you friends with your horses?
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, my horse that I, you know, she's still alive. She's older though. She's now like the family horse, but her name was Whiskey, is Whiskey, and she's awesome. She's my best friend, especially growing up. Yeah, I had a boyfriend at the time when I was in high school, and he was like, who do you love more, me or your horse? And I was like, my horse, duh.
Yeah, obviously Whiskey takes the cake over everybody. I agree with that, hey, too.
Okay. Who do you love more, me or the dog, your dog? And I was like, well, of course I love Liesl more than you. Yeah. I love you that much.
Yeah, sorry to break it to you, buddy.
Like, honestly, my horse and my dog over you any day.
100%. It's funny, too, because I think animals have characteristics, and I think they can share the characteristics that we were talking about. Like, Whiskey can be a hardworking horse. You know, Whiskey's going to be there for you. And I think it goes the same with probably cats and dogs and things like that. So, yeah. Also, I agree completely.
Oh, that's my pet. It's my buddy. Like,
would you say that a horse, again, I don't know a lot about horses. Do horses have like different personalities similar to people?
Yeah, they totally do. Some of them are dumb as a box of rocks, and some intelligent. And some of them are stubborn and rude. Other ones are sweet and caring. It's like they're little beings with little souls, almost, you know?
Yeah, totally. That's amazing.
Whiskey was, I guess she was, I think I connected with her so much because she was similar to me. I mean, I saw traits in her that reminded me of myself. Like, she was really stubborn. And she was really stubborn and really hardworking, although she was like short and it was harder for her to do certain things, but she didn't.
Oh my God, that's so perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard in the background, our alarm went off. That was 15 minutes. Like,
oh,
it goes by in the blink of an eye. So it was an old timey horn. So I don't know if that's fitting to this conversation at all, but look, they go by quick, but I think that's the brilliance of a good conversation is they do go by quick and it kind of leaves you wanting more. So thank you, one, for joining us talking about friendship today. I do want to put it out there. If you ever want to come back on the show and continue this conversation or talk about anything else, there will always be a spot for you here. So unlike literally every other climber we've ever talked to, you and I made it through the last 15 minutes without mentioning climbing even once, which not everybody can do that. But you did. And I'm really happy about that.
Climbing is an important aspect of my life, but it doesn't define who I am, and it never did. And so for me, it's easy to not talk about.
It was seriously seamless. And again, it went by in a jiffy. Is that a word people use? Maybe. But look, normally when people mention climbing, we make a donation to their favorite cause. We didn't mention climbing, but I still want to make a donation to any cause that you might have in mind. So if you have a cause, let me know now, or we can shine a light on it, or you can let me know off air and I can send some money to them after the fact. So is there anything that you're thinking of?
For me, I always, if I have money to donate, I always donate it to the Access Fund.
Done.
You know, I always promote and always donate to the Access Fund. They're trying to protect everything, and I think that is something that super important.
All right, that's awesome.
But also future generations.
Yeah, I agree. We got to keep the stones and the rocks protected for everybody. So, look, we made it to the end. You were amazing. I want to see if there's anything that you got going on that you want to promote or that you want to shine a light on, independent of just friendship or anything like that.
Let's see. I have crack camps coming up in the spring. So, you know, wants to learn how to suffer on all the sides of cracks, like, come find me. I'll torture you.
Yeah. Would you say, like, Instagram's the best place to find out about your crack camps? All right. If you're not following Mary already on Instagram, her site's amazing. I think you're going to love it. So sign up for the crack camps, sign up Instagram. Anything else we can promote, Mary?
Oh, I think that's it.
All right. If you don't mind me maybe overstepping just for a second and promoting something, not necessarily on your behalf, but hopefully like with you by my side on this, is Mary's an artist in addition to a climber and a million other things that people happen to be. And her art is really beautiful. It's breathtaking, and she's
Thank you.
unbelievably humble, I think, in terms of just how good she is. And so let me just say this to anybody. If you have the ability to support artists and local artists, and even if you can't afford to buy art, to just let them know that you appreciate it. I think that's a meaningful thing to do. So Mary, I just want to say, like, publicly, your art's amazing, and I hope people take that lead and continue to support local artists, especially local artists that are part of our community. So for whatever that's worth, hopefully that works as a mini promotion for some of the stuff you're doing off the rocks.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That was really kind.